Hey, everybody, in this episode of the Timeless After Show, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 7, Mrs. Sherlock Holmes. The game is definitely afoot in this episode. We've got one, maybe two betrayals in store for the teams. We've got Rufus learning that even though you think you're invincible, you can still get your butt whipped. And who will stand up for women's rights?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Oh, this is the music.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's true though.
A little slow.
I like it.
Yes, right. Just easing us in. It's episode of the Timeless After Show. You're hearing some of the music from the from Sherlock. Look at that, the Benedict Cumberbatch version. But we're going to be talking about Mr. Sherlock Holmes right here on Timeless, breaking down every episode of Timeless airing Sunday nights on NBC. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran,
and I'm Alexis Torres. Hey guys.
Hey, Carrie Lane here,
and Virginia Reina Dunn.
Look at that. And so, folks, as always, you know what you can do? You can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and feel free to hop in the chat and share your thoughts about the series in general or this episode in particular. Mm-hmm. And before we go into further detail about the episode, just a quick around the room, what did everybody think?
It was really good.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I was like, whoa. Yes.
Amazing. I had to actually call my sister, and like we had to talk about it. What? I was like, you've watched it, right? Yeah.
Hi. Do you do that for every episode?
Usually, we do talk about it every episode, but this one was like literally as soon as it ended, I was like, oh my God. I have to talk to somebody about this. Like, it was so good.
What was it about this one that made it so, I gotta get on the phone quick?
Jessica. Like, her, you know, that image of her. I was like, oh my God, finally they're doing something good with her. Like, because I was just wondering what she was doing. Like, she can't be there to just break up Lucy and Wyatt.
You don't want to just see her there in the warehouse just with her hair getting blown back?
Right.
She practices that every day. It's pretty great.
I was going to say, you kind of said it, but we are live in the chat, so if you all are joining us live, hello, and if you're watching it later, comment down below your thoughts on the episode, because yes, quite a bit happened, and finally, quite a few things, and we're all like, this better happen soon, and then we're like, aha!
I'm also just proud of Lucy that she finally said something. Yeah. I was like, that's where the anger's been hiding.
Well, this episode starts off where, what I do like is when Timeless, it seems most of the time, they will go back and they'll show you a historical event the way that it's supposed to play out. Mm-hmm. And then, so you have a better idea about why, what is being changed and what the ramifications of that are.
I was so confused, actually, because I thought it was already starting. Like, I thought someone was going to, because sometimes, Timeless, we'll see, like, the events playing out, and then one of our team will just jump out of nowhere, and they'll be like, you know, 45 minutes earlier, like, after the intro. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't know, but then also they have episodes where they'll actually show you how it was historically done, and then get into the episode. Yep. So I was confused towards the end when I realized, oh, we're doing the march, that beginning part again, but now instead of, what's her name?
Was it Alice? Alice Paul.
Yeah, instead of Alice being the one that's yelling, it's, I was about to say Abigail, it's Lucy yelling. So yeah, I was a little thrown back by that, because I thought we were already, I don't know, it was confusing for like a split second. And I was like, oh, I'm not paying attention. Okay, rewind.
I think they do that on the episodes where history changes. Yeah. So that we can see, like, okay, what that's different.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a while since most of the time, like I said, we've been seeing one of our team jumping out at the beginning parts. Yeah. So it threw me for a loop.
Well, someone pointed in the chat, and I agree, too. It's been a nice episode that really focused on the history.
Yes.
It was a lot about that. And then a little in with our team's drama, and then it woven in, too.
Mm-hmm. And I like that we even got to see a little bit more with our B team back at the headquarters, the bunker, whatever.
Yeah.
And getting to see all of them, not like, oh, one's kind of in a room somewhere, one's showering for 5 hours. It's, you know, it's fine.
Wouldn't you like to have a life where you could just shower for 5 hours?
Not if there's no hot water. I'm like, my hair will enjoy that cold water, but my body will not.
That was Flynn. Is there any more hot water?
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right, okay.
Well, he's not taking a cold shower.
Well, he might be, actually, because he didn't get any.
Right? Someone's like, oh, Lucy slept with him. It's like, no, they said they just talked.
For hours, like high schoolers.
So we do see when they're doing this this march that it is to get the right to vote for women. And they're trying to march up to get Woodrow Wilson's attention before he leaves. Mm-hmm. And I do like that it was just, you could feel like maybe you did the job where you can just get the, just, that was it. That's all it took. Like, all right. I've seen you. I understand.
I was having m'lady moments. I was like, oh no.
Well, it's a respectful visual gesture, because like it's loud that you might not hear someone, and just a nod's one thing, but that's a polite.
But I liked it. Like the whole thing that everything balanced on was that Lucy had to make sure
that he tipped the hat.
That attention. Yeah. We got to get
tip of the hat.
Yes, no wagging the finger. Yeah. Just want the tip of the hat.
Yeah.
But then we jump back into the modern day. And we do find out, as we're talking about, you were bringing up Carrie, that we find out what happened when after Lucy spends the night hanging out with Flynn. Mm-hmm. Did anybody think, since I wasn't here last week, did anybody suspect that they maybe just like it was a little rebound, they kind of got freaky, or was anybody like, oh, no, they'll just hang out?
Not rebound, but lonely. Like, I wouldn't call that as rebound. Just like, she's like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do my own thing, and slightly maybe intoxicated leanings, because she had the alcohol.
Intoxicated leanings. Oh, I'm going to steal that.
But, you know, and in the end, when she said she talked, I believe that she said that, but I believe that she meant that, and though I do like her point later of like, doesn't matter if I did anyways, and maybe she really did need it. He's someone she could tell everything to that hasn't
everything.
Been there too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so sure.
Does anybody sympathize with Wyatt, or does he feel like he has no room to cast any shade?
You know what, Wyatt? I need you to be a grown ass man right now. I need you to figure out your life. Do you want to be with Lucy, or do you want to have a second chance with your wife, even though right now we're very, very speculating of what your wife is actually up to? So, I don't know, but I need him to make a decision, because this is too much. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Not this time.
Well, unless he made an agreement with both ladies that we're going to do some sort of...
No, that's fine. If you're
that's
all about,
a whole other thing,
if
too.
If they're up for being polyamorous, hey, I'm down for that. That sounds wonderful. I like that kind of series. But, because this is TV, I know that's BS.
Not
so going to
happen,
know,
yeah.
I need a decision. I'm tired of this crap. You're not a whiny little brat. You're an adult.
I don't know. I feel bad for him. It's an unfortunate situation to be in, because, like, Lucy is amazing. And, I mean, they obviously portray her that way, but he's like, oh, that's what I had. And then, like, my wife and I, we had all this weird history, you know. So, like, even though he got her back, like, maybe he really didn't want her back after he thought about it all.
No.
I don't know.
And I agree with that I feel like the position that he's in is awful. And I feel like that is something that he needs to work through. But I don't like that he's taking it out on her is the thing I don't like. That's why I'm like, this is where you need to be an adult and not start throwing your emotions everywhere. Like, you either need to talk to one or the other or both. And just really, just think about it.
Yeah.
Instead of jumping down her throat and also Flynn's at the same time. Like, you can't just be picking your battles like that.
Yeah. So I like how Flynn points out, it's like, she's not your wife. Your wife's
down the
hall.
Yeah. She's the blonde. She's the blonde down the hall. Did you forget? She's right there.
And finally
she's alive.
That Lucy, gets to be like, you know what? We need to talk about this. I'm like, someone's a grown up.
Yeah, thank God.
So they do hash it out there after they get back from their mission. And Lucy just lays what's finally been on her chest that we've all been seeing her go through for several episodes. Lays it all on the line. I feel like the only thing that I given what we know about it, we find out that Jessica, we see a picture of her on some blown up Rittenhouse components from the previous episode as they're digging through the rubble, that we see a picture of Jessica. What that means, there's no context for that photo yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly what that means, but I feel like we haven't seen a lot of Wyatt and Jessica together.
No. Mm-mm.
So for me to really feel like whenever that moment comes, if she does turn out to be a double agent or what, has there been enough groundwork laid to the two of them to really make you feel in that moment?
No. We'll be like, we thought so, because when she came back, we were all really suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And plus, she, jumped right away to help Connor look for pieces or, whatever.
I think she knew.
So she might be, this is why I really think it. And it's also, everybody doesn't want her to be around. Like, we want Lucy and Wyatt to be together. So I feel like, you know, she's going
to
go.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. She's going to go.
I agree. I think I'm leaning more on the Flynn side.
Really?
A little bit. Only because Wyatt's being a little immature child at this moment. If he had a more mature approach to it, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have a show though. Yeah.
No, we wouldn't. Don't get the drama. But when he was just being so pouty about it and immature of pushing the ladder back, Flynn, you're not going. Just was like,
that right there. I was like, I literally just felt like I was watching two kids. Be no, you can't come up the slide. No, it just, I couldn't do it. I was just like, wow.
Wow. But it's great because, you know, they always say that girls are the drama, but I feel like it's always guys.
No,
like,
there's
so much
you.
Guy drama, and it's the best. Like, I love watching guy drama because I'm like, oh,
it's hilarious.
It's not
to
just
me.
Girls.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would think it would be between Lucy and Jessica, but it's not. It's between Wyatt and Flynn.
Yeah. No,
and so it's perfect.
And we had that episode already of Lucy and Jessica having that
they
moment
did
of being
talk.
Immature.
See, they were smart. They talked about it,
women.
Too.
We figure it out.
You guys are
faster.
We're all great.
Not to beat up on you.
With all of you, equally. Yes. Now, there's also, we still have the journal that Flynn had that he says that Lucy gave to him at some point. We saw that kind of teased in one of the previously on Timeless aspects. But we've never really learned in what context that Lucy, when and how Lucy gave that to Garcia Flynn originally.
The journal.
So just to see like how much of what is happening is still things that have existed in that journal that Flynn kind of knows about still.
See, that's why I don't know if the journal is ever changing or if it stays the same. Like
that.
I have no idea how that works because we can see on the internet when things change, but does it work when it comes into writing? I don't know.
Like, do the words, you suddenly see the pages change.
Is it like Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
It just flies off the page. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, those are things we're going to have to learn about. But you know what, folks? If you want to learn, and especially grow in all areas and aspects of your life, if you do, we've got a podcast just for you. And that is Conversations with Marie Menounos Podcast Edition. It drops every Friday on iTunes and is created and hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Marie Menounos. Conversations with Marie Menounos feature celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you never had. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Marie Menounos for free. Look at that. That hot free content that you know and you love. So when you go, just make sure you let her know that it was the APTV Timeless team that got you there. Conversations with Marie Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Quick question, ponderings from the chat. How do we feel Rufus would have reacted if he saw Lucy exiting Flynn's room? Miguel says Rufus would be furious. He's the number one Lyatt shipper.
That's true.
And then Marvin is, I feel Rufus would be upset if he saw her... if he was the one to see her exit.
I don't know, but I think he might be upset just because of his personal feelings towards Flynn, but not necessarily about Wyatt, because he knows Wyatt's wife is back, so I don't know if he'd be...
That's true.
But they traveled together. You know, it was like the three amigos. Like, when your two best friends hook up, you're like, oh, yay, like, we're all a family. You know, so I feel like he probably would be upset.
You know, bros before, you know, time returned, former wives.
I was with you say like time return hose or something. Like that.
I was like, wow.
All right, get it.
Yeah.
That's
that.
No, I thought that was funny.
Now, speaking of Rufus, though, let's talk about Rufus and Gia. Rufus has a tough time just handling serious moments.
What's up? Because I called it for a split second, and then they made up, which I was okay with. Remember, I was like, this is where the relationship is going to hit, like, not rock bottom, but it was going to get rocky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked their fight, actually.
Yeah,
them
me too.
Finally saying it, but he went kind of cold there.
That's what I was saying.
I actually started to cry when he, like, did the final yell at her. I'm like, you yelled at her, and that cut deep.
That was the complete opposite. I was like, I knew it. But also, I'm really glad that it wasn't like, oh, we're gonna fight, and it's gonna last for four episodes. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's just Lethal Weapon.
No, it's. I'm not even gonna get into it, but I liked that, the fact that their relationship is so strong that they're like, I'm sorry, at the very end, like, they won't go to sleep mad. They'll go on missions mad, but go to sleep, that's a whole different thing.
I did love how Rufus kept being like, I'm not dying today. It's cool. Like, I'm just going to be crazy the whole episode.
That's just stupid.
That was so stupid.
They're doing that on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. And you're like, I know my future. I'm not possibly going to die. And you're like, No, you can
still get beat up close
and
to death.
And Flynn's thing too. You can get shot in the kneecap.
I was like, you're such an idiot.
Yes.
Yes, Rufus definitely plays the invincibility card. It's like, well, hey, I'm not by the ocean, not by cowboys. I can do what I want.
So stupid.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about getting killed. And that leads to one moment that's improv'd by Malcolm Barrett. It was when they were when they get back to the hotel and they're being held up by the policeman. Mm-hmm. And he says, Flynn, just go Flynn on this guy. That was a little improv moment by Malcolm Barrett. So, yeah.
That was
get him, Malcolm.
Baby. Yeah, look at him go. Yes. But yes, thinking like, hey, I'm not going to die, so let's just get crazy.
There could be a cowboy there, too. Right? I felt that was the stupidest logic.
Like, maybe he it could have been like a cowboy dressed up from like a theater or something, like a show. Yeah. Like, you never know. That's so stupid.
Super quick something, but the reporter that they talked to of like, are you from here? And he's like, I'm from the Post. That's Maxwell Glick, and he's on Twitter, and I follow him. And I'm like, I knew him!
Oh!
He has his little thing, and I thought that was adorable.
Oh, that's awesome!
But yeah.
So, no, I like that.
I love it when there's little cameos. Yeah.
I love that.
So they do go back to 1919, once they find out that the mothership is gone there. Mm-hmm. So they figure, oh, wait, yes. There's a women's rights movement, so maybe we should go check that out. And once they get to the hotel where Woodrow Wilson is, there's a gunshot. And mm-hmm. Just showing you the misogyny that's happening.
There. Oh, yeah.
Just, don't even acknowledge your
what's
existence.
Your wife doing?
Yeah. Can you get your wife, please? I was like,
get her in check.
I was like, all right.
I was like, wow.
Okay. Ugh. All right. I mean, it also doesn't help because of what's happening, too, that they're probably even more upset.
Oh, yeah.
That women are, protesting and stuff. So they're just like,
I think it's just so, what I love about the show is how crazy it is to, you feel like you're in that moment.
Yeah.
And, the whole episode, I was like, God, that was only 100 years ago that, we had no rights to, anything. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Even when they were screaming at the women that were, walking, get back in the kitchen, take care of your children. Why are you out of the house? So I was like, oh, I thought a Family Guy. Why are you, who let you out of the house, man? I was like, whoa. Yeah. But even, and we'll get to it probably closer when we start talking about the protest, but that opening scene, I was tearing up because it
that's
really
emotional.
Hard
yeah.
for me to watch these women being beat up by these cops because they were not letting up. And it was just like, I mean, obviously it's acting, but I was just like,
they did a good job.
I never wanted to jump over a table so hard until that moment. That was rough for
Suffragette was a good movie that covered this time period.
Oh, really?
That one turned out really well. If you guys never saw that,
no, I haven't seen
it. Is Hilary Swank?
No, it's I'm blanking on the name. Meryl Streep is one of the leaders, but she's not in it as much. It's I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, I want to look it up. Right. Yeah.
Someone in the chat, let us know.
Yeah, because I don't remember.
I'm like, I forget.
Carey Mulligan, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Able-bodied and handsome voice of our man in the booth, Jeff
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah, she's kind of the lead in that.
Oh, sweet.
You follow
I'm so
her
excited.
Story.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about it, but I haven't actually watched it. So
now
excited.
I know what Alexis's plans are. You'll get that queued up. So as soon as you watch it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? He probably is watching it. He's like, oh.
He's all, hold on, babe.
Yeah, I got you.
So before we go full into 1919 and the adventure the mission that's laying on there, we have one more person in play, too, and that's Emma from the Rittenhouse side.
I wanted to really know what you guys thought about this, because I know how us ladies feel about Emma. We've talked about it, but also, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
I think this show did an amazing job to take a character that we were all ready to have her die, because we're all like, screw her, she's horrible, and now I'm like, I kind of feel for you, girl.
Just this once, though.
This one time.
Just
I'm
this
like,
one time.
And she didn't kill Lucy. She could have. And it was one of those, truce for right now, this is one thing we can all talk about. I was like, you're making me feel conflicted emotions.
Yeah. The character you love to hate, all of a sudden you're like, okay, maybe she's not that bad.
Well,
but then at that
she's still that bad, but she's not horrible.
I'm like, what is she up to? Because you know she's up to something.
She
does not want to be with him.
No,
because
she wants to rule
Rittenhouse. Crazy thinking.
No, yeah. I think she wants to rule Rittenhouse for herself. And so she's going to try to schmooze Daddy-O over there and try to take over. And maybe kill him in his sleep. I don't know.
And it seemed like she actually kind of really liked him and then was like, oh. But why is she surprised?
You're 100 years.
Yeah,
ago.
You're quite crazy. Old and kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, it was so weird to just like, all right, I'm into you. Oh wait, you don't, you don't like women having the right to vote. Cool. That might be a deal breaker.
Ooh, he wants his subservient ladies, and you're like, because she's way too independent and strong-minded for that. Then no way.
Yeah, I don't know. Even I knew that going in. I was like, this is not gonna work because his values and his views on life is completely different than how people are in 2018.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It seems like, I mean, Lucy's mom has been in on that, it seems like, from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I feel like now Emma's starting to really see, oh, yeah, this guy's a little bit more cuckoo bananas than we thought. So I just feel like the longer he stays around, the more is it going to be more Rittenhouse going, all right, just let's show you the door, old man.
Oh, you mean a group not liking their leader? And they're like, maybe we should do something about it?
Huh. Wow. I wonder where they got that idea from.
Oh, did you actually, on a little side tangent, but connected the kind of current event things when Rufus comes out and looks at... Mason and is like, what happened? The cops, and it's two black guys.
Oh,
like,
that was so quick too. And it, and again,
it was great.
I love the show, that the fact that we don't have to harp on something.
Yeah,
it's so subtle and so quick. Of just like, what happened to you? You know, the cops. And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good writers. Yeah.
Good job, everyone. We
did
it. Even
when they asked who's president.
Oh, that hurt my soul. I thought she was going to say Hillary, and I was about to be like, oh, my God.
No. We could have changed that. Oh, that thing, too. I was like, oh.
That hurt a little bit. But it also wouldn't be relatable, I guess, to a point. Yeah. So I was like, so close. We were so close, friends.
Legion. Oh, but your thoughts, too. Back to our... Emma's Legion in the chat says she will use him as a means to an end.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Exactly.
So, are you invested more in Emma and wanting to see if she kind of, like, in terms of, like, turns on the side of angels, or she doesn't need to turn on the side of angels, she just needs to do something better than Nicholas from Rittenhouse?
I feel like she has, like, some plan of domination. Like, she's going to somehow try to take it over, and maybe, you know, several seasons from now, which we hope we're going to have, they can all come together for, like, a good cause. Because I feel like her and Lucy aren't that different, because they're both very strong women, you know, but right now she's kind of like, this is her best chance at happiness, I feel like, or what she wants. So that's why she's on their side.
I'm hoping that she's starting to develop a moral compass, just a tiny one. It doesn't have to be huge.
Well, the nice thing that was a reminder of, and even I had forgotten, but that Emma originally worked with Rufus as well, so to see that relationship got touched on again was nice.
How crazy was it when Rufus, Flynn, and Emma were all in the room, and it was just like, oh, you know, you and I used to work together, but then you ran off to do Rittenhouse, you ran off and took my other partner, and we're trying to ruin time, and I'm just sitting here like, what the hell?
And he's like, I have I'm horrible at choosing friends. Yeah. That's a gif on Twitter, which is really funny.
I need that in my life all the time. He's not like, friends in general, it's just really funny. Yeah.
Well, Nicholas wants Emma to just stay with the mothership. You're going to drop off the sleeper agent and the other person to touch base with them, and then just head back home. I want you safe and sound back here making dinner for
right.
me.
Did you guys call it with the sleeper agent? Did you guys actually think it was going to be a woman?
Mm-mm.
I was not expecting
But it
that.
Totally makes sense of if it's during the suffragette time. Of course it'd be a woman to infiltrate.
Oh, that was really cool and also really awful.
Yes!
I was like,
Just the way that you could warp a woman to thinking like, this is actually the best thing to do is go back and make sure that women are actually lessened by your actions.
I just don't know how you sign up for that. You know, like, how would you be like, okay, I'm going to go back and, like, give up all of our rights?
But I mean, it also, like, you know. But I also thought it was very interesting because it tied into actual current events, which was that lady from the actress from Smallville who was recruiting women for sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that to other fellow women? Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Sex
I'm not going to get more into it. You can read about it, but, like, it's just, like, that cult was insane because there was only one guy and there was a bunch of women and it was just really, it was awful. Mm. But, like, that's the thing that I think of. I'm like, why would you do this to your fellow women? Like, that's awful, but that's also, and you know.
Alice was the original one, right? Who was the original speaker
Alice.
Girl?
Alice, yeah.
Yeah, she actually said women, and then she also said all people. She was promoting people
everything.
Of color as well, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was nice of her to say that,
too. Yeah, it was also just a really cool image when they actually did get to the actual protest, and you got to see Rufus jumping in, and Flynn, and everybody, that they were just
helping
a bunch of
fight.
Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I would buy it a little bit more if we'd seen more of Nicholas this season being a very charismatic, cultish type of leader, where you could see where he's able to get everybody on board with his kind of warp way point of view, but we haven't really seen that yet. We've seen him do
that
weird drawing.
Yeah,
that's true. We haven't seen him like be charismatic to lure anyone in. They all just like his beliefs he left in a notebook, essentially.
Yeah,
and that's one thing to read it, but when you actually meet the person, you're like, oh boy, all right.
Just kidding.
JK, lol.
Yes.
So they end back up in 1919, and this is where everybody meets right there, especially in the hotel room. That's where Emma first. Helps Flynn and Rufus get away from this agent. Mm-hmm. And then we get to see a nice little Flynn-Emma fight scene.
Well, that fight scene was great and also erotic a little bit.
Well, she's all you're all hot and bothered.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yes. What?
Yeah. More of that? No? Just kidding. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll be quiet now.
Well, in the meantime, Lucy and Wyatt, they head over to the police department, and they find somebody that is referred to as Mrs. Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
A woman of astute deductive reasoning that people have often compared her to the famous literary figure.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where I was... Well, as soon as they said that she was called Mrs. Sherlock, I was like, oh, she's going to have an attitude. And yeah. She did, because that's how Sherlock is, in the books and in every single type of media that we have. Because the person has so much intellect, they kind of like, I don't know what the word, disconnected
yeah.
to
smart
like
people.
Things like that. You brainiacs
they're
over
so
there.
Smart to the point of being arrogant.
Right.
Because they're like, how are you so slow at not getting
right.
this?
Yeah.
Now, I've met some of those people.
Oh, yeah,
I had a math teacher who's mm-hmm. like that. It's like, yeah. you don't get it? How are you?
Yeah, how are you even a sixth grader? All right. Ease up.
Okay. Well, someone was saying how... Miguel in the chat says, I think having Grace Hummingston, which I was curious about Hummingston. Well, I want to know about her husband in terms of all these women. It's all about you having a husband.
Was she married?
Well, yeah. They said Mrs.
Oh,
they never called her Miss
that.
And they never said Ms. So I was like, I want to know her relationship that she's able to have this job. But anyway, kind of defy Lucy's expectations of being the strong, powerful feminist and was quite interesting. And that was kind of, that was more entertaining as a viewer, and even why asking Lucy, like, is that what you expected?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, don't meet your idols type of thing.
She yeah.
was like, what's going on with this girl? And I did look it up. So she was married twice. So she did have a husband.
Did he die or divorce?
She divorced one and married the other one, like,
how progressive.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my one fact.
For Virginia, everybody.
Yay! Yay! But I do. I found that refreshing because even though, sure, it to us, it's kind of like, really? Like, why would you do that? But I also understand from her intellect perspective of just like, I'm a hardworking person. I do mm-hmm. all these things. I don't understand what walking around and squawking is going to get you. But, mm-hmm. like, of course, we understand what that can do. But from her perspective as probably a person who's had to work her entire life and really get to where she is now, which is not even that high up, mm-hmm. really, I can see her being kind of disoriented about that kind of thing. Of just being like, I'm solving murders and things like that and missing peoples. And you guys are just hanging about.
It's almost like privilege without privilege type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
you know, like
I agree.
She doesn't really have it, but, you know, she got so far, so everybody else should be able to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
And Lucy called her out on that specifically, which was so nice because it was like, yeah, you're helping dead people. You're not helping
yeah.
your current alive fellow women. And, like, that moment was very rewarding as a viewer, too, because you're just like, oh, thank you for saying it.
Yeah, and I love that you get to see those different dynamics of women. It's not
yeah.
just one type,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really cool, which is the whole point of these protests, of the fact that they're... And even her speech at the end, too,
yes.
of how she listed everything, that was really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I guess, the cool mm-hmm. thing about a time travel show is that speeches like Lucy's can be informed by somebody with present-day knowledge of what those ramifications of those certain events are. So
mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have somebody of your current time period kind of like, oh, yeah, sure. And you're like, what's this person? Why should I believe them? But... But you can actually come with the full weight of like, yes, it is so important
yeah.
that we have this happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love how they like always find a way to have the people do what they're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, is Lucy really going to do it? Like, I was kind of bummed that she was going to change history herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so the way that they just write it into like, okay, this person was so moved that they decided to make this speech was really
mm-hmm.
nice.
And I loved seeing how... Our Lady Sherlock was able to go from this kind of like stern kind of not dead face, but the fact that it was kind of like she didn't really have emotions.
Detached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she fell and then was watching her environment around her, you can see her face kind of soften a bit and how she was panicking because she was like, oh my God, this is awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately those emotions and adrenaline just rushed up and this amazing speech came out,
mm-hmm.
which she was not even ready for. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And how. One, the actress really portrayed that very, very well.
That was an emotional scene for me to watch.
I cried.
Did you?
Yep.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just like, wow, get it, girl.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, I guess it's that old boxing saying. It's like everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
it changes everything.
Yes,
yeah.
I just gotta go.
Yeah.
We do see, though, the reason that Lucy and Wyatt are there, they're trying to make sure that she can, Grace can help Allison get out of jail because she's being wrongly accused.
Mm-hmm.
This was the twist for me.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa!
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was just going to be in jail during the speech. That's what I just assumed. I did not think that she was going to die. Did they also say how she died?
They thought it was suicide, but they weren't sure.
Well,
they
no.
said it
what
was suicide.
What was it that made the suicide?
Yeah. I don't think they talked
her
about it.
Her lips looked bluish, so
yeah.
I'd
yeah.
say they...
Some
but her neck didn't look...
to...
I don't think they strangled her. I feel like she ate something.
Well, or... they talked about the force feeding.
So, yeah, maybe
so
that's
if you got food and block your airway.
Maybe. I don't know. Some I don't know what they did. Yeah. The sleeper agent did. Yeah. But it was very interesting of that twist that I was... Yes. I just... Wow.
And I... Cool thing to see a show like this make that change where we could take a real historical figure
and just wipe her off. Yeah.
And just, I mean, it's cool just to see that kind of historical fiction come into play. Yeah. And then take somebody else that was in around that same time period and then kind of insert them in that spot.
Mason did it, and then that was a fictional person on top of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which that Orlando. Is a little bit unfortunate. It was kind of nice, though, in this one where they just. Someone who already existed just did more than that what they would have done. Mm-hmm. But it is sad when Lucy's like, nobody's going to remember who this person was, except and they me. Didn't even get a footnote. But I mean, I bet the Mrs. Sherlock, she did. Like, she was inspired by that person, but maybe not, like, verbally say anything.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Lucy's back home now in 2018 starting a Wikipedia page about Elsa Ball?
Yeah.
You gotta know. You gotta know.
I can't tell you all the details, but I can tell you something.
Yes.
So, of course, with Allison out of the way, we got to find somebody that's going to be able to lead this rally. And so Lucy and Wyatt and Grace, they go over to the, I guess, the headquarters for mm-hmm. where this rally is going to go. And we get to see Grace kind of go to work, but what you don't realize that she's doing work.
Yeah.
You feel like she's being very dismissive of this mm-hmm. whole movement.
That was so cool.
And just talks him into doing a silent protest. Like, if you're going to talk, don't talk. Just be quiet. and just march quietly.
Well, it also doesn't help.
It's nice, kind of a, and I don't know if you guys picked up on it. I didn't read it really. Legion in the chat is kind of wondering how, like, accurate her observation skills were. But, like, when she says them out loud, I'm like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And, like, the voting and making the left-handed, and then you're like, oh, it makes sense. And you're like, I wonder if somebody really was that observant. But, yeah, sure, someone could be.
Yeah. You never know.
I always notice lefties because I'm a lefty, like, as soon as somebody else is writing. But, I mean, I don't know. It was just so well done that we were like, oh, she wasn't really just being a bitch. Like, she was trying to get
things done. I definitely thought that she was just...
that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I hate her.
Yeah. I had that moment of, like, wow, this woman is going to get on my nerves. I can already tell. But, no, I loved her deduction. But I'm glad that you brought that up because my husband, Neil, is also left-handed. So anytime we're out, if he's writing, another person who's left-handed will notice him immediately. And I'm just like, is that like a thing?
It
like,
is does a
it,
thing.
Like, go off? Like, it's just, but I think it's really, really cool that she was able to figure that out, but at the same time, also get her way because when she went back to the hotel and talked to that bellhop,
kinda
forced him into it. And I was like, whoa, okay, I'm with you on here.
Well, the all cop, right. too, of like, you got that alcohol in your drawer? You're like,
I didn't even realize his drawer was open until he went, meh,
yeah,
that was my bad.
Well, it maybe is something she's noticed before.
Oh, of course, but she's just using it as leverage. Same thing with the bellhop. I mean,
I noticed the watch. I like that close up, but I didn't notice like the hands.
No,
really.
Yeah, I thought he was just twitching.
I was like, "You're sketched. You're twitching."
Yeah, I thought it was just because he was lying or something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So it all ends with Emma helping out Flynn, Garcia, Wyatt, and Lucy because they know that the sleeper agent is in this march, and so she's going to be looking at it. And it's that whole big question: Can we really trust her?
Mm-hmm.
And
I like that Flynn's like, I got a gun and I'm ready too. But then again, he would be a reaction, not ahead of time.
Yeah. But I also wasn't expecting that headshot that she did to the sleeper agent.
Yeah.
Like, I knew she was going to get shot, but it was like dead center and like fell over.
Oh, yeah. She's like, you're done.
Yeah. And I felt bad for Mrs. Sherlock. She's like, what is happening?
Yeah. She's like, but my case.
And then Lucy's just like, and we're just
that was it. That was it. She's like, okay.
And we're leaving now. She's like, so you're not going to explain to her what just happened? Okay.
She's like ducking behind the thing.
Yeah. Because like she was standing there by herself. Lucy's behind a barrel. And the lady's just like, all right, I did my deed.
She's like, you're not going to kill me?
Just don't worry about that over there. We're just going to go this
way. I was like, how do you explain that to her later?
It's like, just come on.
I mean, I'm guessing the reason that she, part of why she made her truce with Rufus and Flynn, that she wouldn't kill Lucy. But I also think she doesn't take Lucy off the board because with Allison Paul dead, for this march to work, they need somebody very passionate.
I think she believes in it, yeah.
And she thinks that, Lucy can step in with Allison off the table. So I think that plays into it why she doesn't take her off.
Yeah.
So they do get to the speech and we see Lucy kind of stepping in, at least the beginning, to what Allison was doing. And then we see Grace just take full charge of this and Lucy kind of recedes into the background. And we got to wait till Lucy gives the okay, then we get the tip, and then we know it's all right.
Yeah.
I know.
And I agree with you. I was so happy Lucy didn't do it because it's like, we don't want our team to be like the every moment in history. It's like, I don't mind them guiding it, but you don't want them being the pillars. You're just like, well, no, you know.
True.
Side note, which did anybody notice the hotel that where they went, where the senator was shot?
Mm-mm.
That's the Biltmore in downtown Los Angeles. Oh. And as soon as they walked in, I'm like, that's the Biltmore. It's they filmed some of Mad Men there, and I'm pretty sure the Taylor Swift video where she's dancing around all funny and people can't see her, I'm pretty sure that's there too.
Okay. That is there.
They
also filmed Bosch there.
Yeah. They filmed quite a few things. It's a beautiful hotel in downtown Los Angeles if you're ever in the area. Yeah.
Oh, pretty.
It's gorgeous. And you can just walk in too as like a tourist and check it out. It's just really pretty.
They have good lunches there.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I used to live downtown.
Break down the menu for us, Virginia.
Anything you could want.
It's a magical place.
One menu item with Virginia.
Caesar salad.
There we go. All right, we did it. Right there. So everybody bends up back in present day. And as we were mentioning, you were talking about like who's the president, who did you vote for?
Yep.
That was great.
Yeah, that was really nice.
But if they changed it, then we'd be like, oh, can we go to Time?
Yeah, can we? Yes. Yeah, it would have been.
No, it's a nice way to address it without like, yeah, we can't.
Yeah,
address
getting
the
too political.
They did a good job of being actually current event wise with us. Yeah, of like, oh, cool, this is like real world what we are. Because so a lot of TV shows, like, yeah, it's like, a fake president or a fake leader.
I was so, you know, I was shocked.
I know. I was real people.
Wow. Okay. Like, even if they did just Hillary and they were just like, oh, I don't want to talk about it or something like that, I would have been like, okay, yeah, all right. At least we know, like, what time frame. But sometimes, TV shows will
like, 24 was a character, and plenty of other times it's a character because they're going to interact with them. It's not a real person.
Yeah, but it also takes me aback when, like Kingsman, where you can clearly tell it's Obama or something like that. Like, this is weird. But I mean, also, it's fine. But I also, sometimes with time travel shows, you never know what actually the year is, because they'll be like, we think it's 2018, but it's like 2016 or 2017 or something. Like, it might just, depending on when they filmed it, they might change it. But I think timeless films, like right before they're like a few months before I think the episodes are out. I think
they just wrapped up.
Yeah, like recently. So that kind of makes sense. But it's just like sometimes like I feel like there'll be shows that like, oh, they shot this in like 2017, but they're airing it in 2018. Yeah, yeah. So how we can't talk about we can't get into too many current events.
Jeff the chap says thank you for showing the pictures.
That's right.
Hey, no timeless fans, y'all are one of my favorite audience collectives here, so it's my pleasure.
Yay!
And, you know, speaking of the audiences, we should celebrate the Clock Blocker of the Week.
Yes, which I have right here.
AfterBuzz Fan of the Week.
Heck yeah! All right, so we have Thomas Richards. I love how everyone laughs every time we have that thing. I think
it's because it's glorious.
Thomas Richards, his comment is quite long, but I think we have a little bit of time. I think I can read through it. Dana says, I'm with you in believing that Carol will flip sides. Carol. The mom. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I know her as Mama Lucy. But I don't think she will leave and come to join the team. I think Lucy, or maybe even Wyatt, will be in danger of being killed by Emma or great-grandpa. How do you say his name? Keens.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And Carol will sacrifice her life to save her daughter. Oh, I definitely am on that same boat. I thought the same thing. She's not going to survive the season. Maybe taking out one of the bad guys at the same time. I think them having Wyatt not shoot her wasn't just to show that Wyatt doesn't want to hurt Lucy by killing her mom, because he still cares about her, but also to set up a situation later where Carol doesn't want to kill Wyatt because he didn't shoot her when he could. And because she knows he cared so much for Lucy that he couldn't shoot her. Does that make any sense? That's actually what he wrote in the
book. Well, because he didn't shoot the mom, so maybe later she also would be like, I'll spare you.
I got you.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but I'm definitely calling it now that she will sacrifice herself in some way of a no movement, and she'll maybe, like, jump in the way or something like that.
That is slow motion?
No, it's going to be one of those, like, she'll grab Lucy or something and get, like, shot in the back or in the stomach or something like that.
It's funny when she said, before the show, she was commenting of like that we got more. I thought you said action, and then I was like, action, like fighting, and it's like no drama. So something when you Frank, you're saying we came back to present day. How about that moment though when they're leaving and Flynn tells Wyatt, say goodbye to your wife.
Oh.
Like, and he's like, oh yeah, my wife's down there, huh? Bye, hon.
Bye, hon. I'll see you later.
And that wave, I was like, that's the most awkward couple thing ever.
And I love how she was kind of like, okay.
Yeah, she's
why
like,
are you waving at me? Please go away now.
It almost felt like he was like, I might see you, but history could change and I might not see you. Ah. Like, you know, just like, eh, peace.
Yeah, yeah. No kiss goodbye, no, no nothing.
But that's like, how that's how we know that he's wavering a little
yeah.
bit. But at the same time,
it's
like,
awkward.
I need you to figure your life out.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about Jessica for a hot second. Because as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we do find, Mason does find a photo of her.
Yes.
From in the Rittenhouse files. Again, as I mentioned,
their no needle context. In the haystack.
Yes. Do you feel that Jessica is a knowing participant in Rittenhouse or she's an unwitting pawn?
I think she's a pawn.
I feel she's a pawn and this photo is guiding us to think she's part of it. Like, it feels, it's too obvious. That's like, oh, look, we found this photo. And so we're, because your immediate thoughts, oh, she's in on it. And it'd be more interesting maybe if it's like she has no idea or she has been guided and she finds something out and is kind of like, oh my gosh, once she puts the pieces together and be like, no, I didn't do this on purpose or something.
I'm in the middle. I feel like she at one point was unknowing and then maybe she, you know, maybe they dangled some sort of carrot in front of her and she's like, you know what? F it. I didn't really like him anyway. I'll do it.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, that's extreme. That's just me, like, going, like, the extra mile. But no, I would like for her to be an unknowing pawn, and then something drastic would happen to her, and Wyatt would just kind of lose his mind, but then you have Lucy's shoulder to cry on after. But at the same time, I really want more for Jessica.
Yeah.
So if she is, like, this badass character who actually has just been part of Rittenhouse, I'd also be okay with it.
Takira's in the chat, and she says, she is not a pawn.
All right.
Jessica.
All right.
What's up, Takira? We miss you.
I know.
Jessica is part of Rittenhouse. She found out, realized she wanted to be a good guy. She's part of it, and then was like, no, peace out.
That would actually be more interesting because then we have to get the argument after.
Yeah, and
of her being like, I wanted to be a better person.
Yes, exactly. And then wanted to redeem herself as a good person.
Yep.
Good point.
But then she'll still die after. And
I don't know.
Maybe.
They're not making her likable enough, I feel like. You know, they could make her more likable if they wanted us to feel bad for her, but
that's why I'm like, I feel like it could
I feel neutral with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, eh. But maybe they're doing that on purpose.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Time titles are so good. Yeah.
Well, with three episodes left, do we feel like we were appreciating how quickly they're moving through plot with Rufus and Gia?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to just kind of address this and hopefully kind of figure out where her allegiances lie next episode?
Yes. Be quicker about it. Or flat out ask her. You know?
Yeah, why are they not saying anything to anybody else? Like, if they have
the
this thing
this
of, like...
oh, it's so bad.
It's crazy. Like, let's keep a secret. Like, you already have, like, weird secrets. Like, why are you keeping your own secrets?
And, like, also, you guys are in a bunker together. Right. You're not going anywhere. It's not like, let's keep the secret and then go to our respective homes, and we're not going to see you until tomorrow morning. It's
and
not like that.
That'd be the best, like, interrogation. Like, have everybody together and be like, guys, we have a meeting. And then, like, turn the screen around and be like, Jessica, please explain. Because then she's super on the spot and then has to explain it to everybody. That would be a nice way to be like, hey, address it now.
And I know that they're like, Agent Christopher's like, okay, I don't want a fight to happen while we're in here, so let's just avoid it. But I feel like if you hold on to it longer, it's just going to stay.
What if they do this and then she's like, I don't know, and then Wyatt like has to interrogate his own wife, like a crazy person that he is?
I want it.
Don't you think that's going to happen?
Or he'll lose his mind and Flynn will be like, I'll do it. And he's like, you better not. And like, and then just like, fist flying.
Yeah.
Lucy be, oh my God. And it's just going to be hilarious to me. I'll just be laughing with popcorn in the corner. Just like,
Oh, I figure
rip off a shirt.
Whenever Agent Christopher shows Wyatt this photo, if it's next episode, I feel like he's immediately going to go on the defensive.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think he wants to attack his wife so he can get with Lucy. I'm sorry.
So you can make a choice.
Yeah.
Or you can just be like, thanks, Jess. That's what I needed.
Exactly.
Yo, Lucy.
Thank you. That'll give him the redemption.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to dump his wife. Because he wanted to come back.
Here's the divorce papers. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Lucy, come back to me.
Yes.
Well, we're talking around some predictions, so why don't we just full-fledged jump right into
it. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Three episodes remaining. Three episodes.
Wait, what?
Can we have
three.
Us?
No,
there's
one,
and then there's a two-hour season finale.
Yeah. Wait. What?
Yeah,
I'm like, wow.
There's only 10 episodes.
Oh my God. I guess I forgot the last one is 2. Because I knew it was like a double something. And I'm like, oh, wait, they're on. What?
Yeah.
Really? It's I need that hashtag renew timeless.
Trending. There was a post about that. It won the vote.
Yeah, 58% Oh, good. For the USA Today poll.
Good.
Thanks for voting, guys. We know y'all did it.
Because you fans are dedicated and awesome. That's great. Voicing the opinion, you love the show. That's what they need.
Yeah, I need another season because this was way too short.
Because we waited a long time
for a new season. So I'm now we have to wait another.
Yeah. We're like, what?
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I thought I had another month and a half. I'm really upset.
I know. I thought we'd have five more times.
If Supernatural could have 13 freaking seasons, I want at least one more timeless. Yeah. My God. Mm-hmm. 10 episodes.
And looks like quite a few people in the chat voted. Good job.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so her prediction.
We've got Gia's, her big prediction that she's had for Rufus's future.
He's going to die.
When does that come into play?
He don't die.
Season finale? An episode
season
before that?
Season finale. Halfway through that double parter.
Yeah, that'll be the cliffhanger.
Well, because they have the Reagan episode, which is next. Yes. And then they have something about San Francisco, I think.
Cool.
And I don't remember the last one, but I looked and none of them seem like cowboys were involved. So I'm just like...
But again, you can have a cowboy anywhere.
I think it's going to be someone who's dressed as a cowboy to throw people off. Or something like it's a costume show.
Or technically, even today, present day, there's people that could be cowboy outfits.
It's actually San Francisco.
It's a costume party.
It's San Francisco Pride. But yeah, no, I definitely think it's going to be a cliffhanger for the two-parter, for the finale. Because we're going to be like, what?
Yeah, I think he might get shot, but he won't die.
Yeah.
Season three, he'll be like, I'm alive.
Because her vision's never complete. So I always feel like we see what's happening, but we never see what actually happens after. He could have been shot in the shoulder. We have no idea.
That's true. Grazed.
Mm-hmm. He could have been grazed by a bullet.
I think Jessica is an unknowing pawn, or I'm okay with both. Yeah, either she has no idea, or she's left and trying to be the good guy.
Yeah, there's no
it's very
situation.
Toss up. Yeah.
And I'm taking back my prediction from last week about a Rittenhouse baby. There's no way Emma's letting that evil seed in her. No way
at all. And if it did happen, it was an accident. Not ready.
That happened all before that the women's movement episode.
Yeah. She was like, well, this sucks.
Say she does get pregnant and then kills him and then has a great... I'm carrying his baby. He's dead. I should be in charge of this.
She should be royalty. Yes. Yeah. True that.
But the dad is coming back. He is somewhere in this season. He has to.
Yeah.
He has to come back in the next three episodes. Because
that's actually her kid.
The what?
Dad, like,
oh, that's so weird.
That's getting too far, but you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. That would be too timey wimey even for me. But I'm just pulling out random things. I would love to see him walk into a room. Hi, Grandma, or hey, Mom, and you're just like,
I was just picturing a baby with his old name.
That's not what I was saying. I just thought it'd be really funny if he was just like, hey, Mom, and it's just like,
I figured he's been shown in some of the previews on. Bits with his dad. So I feel like anybody that's shown in that, I feel like is a fair game to see sometime in the season.
I agree.
It's always a way to kind of refresh the audience. Like, oh yeah, that guy still does exist, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, cool. My refresher is Virginia because I keep forgetting he's alive.
No, I'm stuck on him. Like, he is coming back.
Well, it's suspicious not to see him because we're like, wait, where did he go?
He's in jail. That's all we know.
I know, but it's still like weird not to hear anything.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to let him out.
Yeah,
they're going to time travel back to something.
Yeah.
Did he get put in jail?
He did.
We talked about this last week
while you were gone. Somebody in the chat was like, oh, he's in jail.
And we're like,
that's right. He got arrested in the finale.
And I don't know if we could all, the team could forgive Flynn for, but they could at least be cordial and, polite
with him. No. Our team is so immature. You know this already. We've talked about it.
They're like, No.
He moved a ladder. He left Flynn up there like a 5-year-old on a playground. No. They're children. All of them.
I feel like Flynn could get some vindication. And not necessarily be a welcome member, but at least somebody that they're not...
Tolerated.
They're not constantly watching their back.
Yeah. He'll save some... he'll save Rufus's life.
He did already.
No, but I mean a bigger one.
Oh.
Like get shot, like one of those, do something. Yeah.
No. Jump in the way.
Everyone's just going to be doing that in the back. No.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for this episode of the Thomas After Show. But as always, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and give it a thumbs up while you're there. And if you're watching after this live stream, Carrie, what can they do?
You all can comment down below. You guys do a great job in commenting on previous videos. And that's how we pick our Clockbocker of the Week. So comment down below, and you might be our next. I'm all what?
Yeah.
It's a time tongue twister, clock yeah. blocker. Yeah. Yay!
It is. Yeah. A time I'm always twister. Like watching, like me. Don't say it.
But if you want to continue the conversation with any of us after the show is over, Virginia, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Virginia Reyna.
And you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And you guys can find me over social media at atorres890.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. Folks, we'll see you back here next Wednesday night with another episode of the Timeless After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV.
See ya!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Jen in the chat says
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.